In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Usually, when St. Paul writes a letter to one of his churches, he will praise them for something. Say, oh, you're doing this, you're doing good. And sometimes he'll take them to task for a shortcoming. But that's not the case in the letter to the Galatians. St. Paul has no praise for the Galatians whatsoever. He begins, well, not a begins, but very quickly says, I am amazed that you are so quickly forsaking the one who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel. Not that there is another. And he goes on to tell them that, you know, that what they have received from him is the gospel of Jesus Christ, not some other version. And then we have the wonderful words that are written on the wall of our own cathedral as a response to our LDS neighbors. Though we or an angel from heaven preach a gospel to you besides that which has been preached to you, let him be accursed. There is only one gospel. You know, sometimes we'll hear about, oh, well, you know, we have a theology of the poor, or a theology of the rich, or a theology, feminist theology, or Latino American theology. That always makes me very nervous because I remember these words. There is only one gospel, and it's for everybody. A gospel which is narrowly tailored to just simply one group of people is not Catholic. What does the word Catholic mean? It means universal. It means that the faith is for each and every human being. Doesn't matter the color of your skin or the language you speak or where your parents were from. The gospel is for everybody. So when you hear about these narrowly tailored churches or theologies, ignore them and remember the words of St. Paul. Though we or an angel from heaven preach a gospel to you besides that which has been preached to you, let him be accursed. And it's important to remember that this is the gospel received from the beginning. So if the gospel that you hear is somehow different from what the church has taught for 2,000 years, again, ignore it. It's one gospel. It does not change over time. It does not change in place. It doesn't change in account with who it is preached to. It is the same gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.